Yes.
Yeah.
A few days.
Okay. So now, like, you guys haven't won the last four games. Does a break make it easier for you guys to put it behind?
I don't know. I think they were a very frustrating loss just because we played so well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel we could have three out of those four easily. I think guys want to do well with our depleted lineup. I think you got a lot of pressure on some guys that got a lot more minutes than expected. And, you know, if you're not playing well and the guys are not in the game, then you say you can look for excuses. Now, our guy played so well. It was just a frustrating time. But that going to that break, at least we know that we can play even with the depleted lineup against anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to see if we get some guy back tomorrow. But regardless, I mean, like I told the guys, our playing or scoring chances for and against or our ozone time or nothing has changed, even if, you know, we've lost like 10 players.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're still playing good. We're just not winning on a few plays. And I think guys wants to do well. We take a little too many penalties, but I don't think they're, lack of caring.
And do we know yet if we're getting any of the players back tomorrow?
Hopefully we can get Udo and Weiss back. It's only one day of skating for them, so we're going to have to check in the morning tomorrow. We still don't want to go either way on it. But they skated today, which is a good news. They're not 100%, but, you know, if they give us the good to go tomorrow, then we'll definitely put them in lineup.
And do we have an update on Veroni? Like, when is he expected to return?
It's not going to be for a while still. Okay. So he's skating now, but we're in limited intensity with him, so it's gonna take a bit, and you know, we don't really know what's going on between you and I about, you know, the NHL or anybody. My job is to coach who we have. I feel we're together with the player, put ourselves in really good situation in the last few games to get points, which we didn't. We got one out of eight. I really believe we could add five or six, but we can't live in the past. I told the guys, let's go get those points now.
Right before the holidays, Yannick Veilleux joined the team.
Mm-hmm.
What does he bring to the team?
Well, experience. We felt that we were needed strength and experience, maturity. We were lacking experience big time there. So we felt even if it was one game left and after the break, to get a heavier body and to get a guy that has been around the league and was on a good team last year. Just to show the guy that, you know, regardless of, you know, we have injury, we're not like, not if the guy quit or nobody has been, you know, discouraged by it. We're just trying to get as many, our best chance to win games and get points. And I felt in a lot of ways we did that, and bringing Veilleux was part of it.
And can you talk about Caden? Like in the last couple, I guess it's the last four games where there's been five goals mm-hmm. against in each game.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find that he's been playing lately?
Well, we talked about it beginning of the year. You know, he's a young guy getting into the league. He's lived a lot in the last month of December. He had a couple of rough starts. Then he got called up. He did pretty good in the NHL. Then he comes back with us. I wouldn't throw all on him. He's competitive. He's doing well in practice. He wants to do well in his learning. So, I mean, sometimes guys give five goals. It's one thing, but obviously he doesn't like it. And nobody does, but I think he's handling it very well. And it's not necessarily all five goals. Like, he was weak on, that's mm-hmm. called spade a spade. And we put him in a tough game here against Rochester where we're very tired and depleted. So it's just part of the journey for him. I'm long-term with Caden. I mean, even if he did well in Montreal, I'm long-term with him. I like Caden a lot. I like his personality. I like the way that he understands the game. We knew that was going to happen at time. There would be tougher time for him, and we're behind him.
And for the weekends, and go back to a rotation?
We're going to go with a rotation the weekend. We're going to announce goalie tomorrow. We never know what can happen. But, the goal, we played two games back-to-back tight, mm. so each of them are going to play a game.
And you're facing a really good team, the Toronto Marlies, this weekend. Is there anything particular game plan against
them? We're just going to need to adjust a couple things because of their team, but our division is, everybody's good.
Mm-hmm.
There's no weak team in our division, really. So between Rochester, Utica, Syracuse, Belleville, and them, and even Bingo, which He's got a lot of good talent. They got the third leading scorer in the league, so we don't feel like our division there's any easy prey. Mm-hmm. So we just got to adjust to some of the personnel they have, but we're in a dogfight for sure, and I'm happy we're in it with, you know, with everything that happened to us, and now it's time to get a few points that we should have got that we didn't get.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.